Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Invincible Power by John Henry Remmers, published in 1922. The master key to success in every realm of human life is faith. Faith has inspired every truly great career that has blessed the world. Faith has made possible every great institution that has enriched the life of humanity. Faith is the scarlet thread running through all the religions of the world and revealing their essential unity. It is faith that lifts humanity above the level of the brute and makes us master over the physical world. We speak of love as the crowning summit toward which humanity has been steadily climbing from the beginning. We think of the perfected woman and man, or the fully developed individual, or the saved soul, as one whom the principle of love reigns supreme. But faith is the pathway to love. There can be no love whatsoever that does not contain implicit faith. But what is faith? As a positive vital force in life, faith is little understood. There has been so much confusion of thought as to the real meaning of faith. It is confused with so many things which it is not, that most of us find it difficult to define just what it is, what power it exerts, or according to what law it operates. Faith certainly is not credulity. We admire the unquestioning faith of the child, and in the child it is beautiful, but it is credulity born of inexperience and ignorance, unworthy of our respect in the adult. The credulous faith of the child is the prophecy of the intelligent faith of adulthood. The person of blind faith, who accepts truth or conducts their life simply on the authority of another, without personal knowledge or experience, has not yet emerged from the childhood of faith. The child accepts the statement of parents and teachers without question. Such a mental attitude belongs to the child's stage of development. But an adult's faith must be their own, born out of their personal struggle for truth. Nor is faith merely a hypothesis. Many a person who says, "I believe," really means, "I suppose it is true." Such a belief has never penetrated the outer surface of life. People of this mind have really never given enough attention to the subject to be able to say intelligently whether they believe or not. Many who recite the creeds in our churches today only say the words, without any actual experience to justify their truth. The creeds have been repeated by multitudes for centuries, and so they suppose it must be true. The greatest error arises from the common tendency of confusing faith with belief. Belief is the intellectual body, while faith is the inner soul. Beliefs are variable. They are constantly changing. They are but symbols of reality. Whereas faith is the inner, eternal, permanent reality underlying all the various forms of belief. Beliefs pass, faith remains. Faith is thus not believing an intellectual statement of truth, but rather an inner dynamic spiritual force that translates the truth underlying beliefs into daily life and character, which in turn leads a person to trust themselves utterly to the object of their faith. It is the sum total of your whole attitude, whereby you have the courage to trust yourself absolutely to the object of your faith. Faith is never passive. It must be active. It is not asking. It is believing that we have that for which we ask, and living as if we had already received it. Faith involves the launching of conscience, heart, and will in the direction of the object of one's faith. For example, you might say that you believe in God, but does your life reveal the God power? If it does, you have faith. You may believe that Jesus reveals the true way of life, but are you living that kind of a life? If you are, you have faith. You may also believe that death is not the end of life, but have you realized your own immortality here and now, and banished all fear of the future? If you have, you know the meaning of faith.